Pasuk says the famous line that we mentioned the last week, Shmuz. Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov is forced to come in, dressed up like Esav. And he comes in and he's there to get the brachas, which he rightfully deserves. And his father picks up on this something very suspicious about Yaakov, about this person in front of him. Right away, he questions, "Who are you?" And Rashi comments over there, because he asked him, Let me fill you out. Rashi says, why am I Yitzchak believe? Ain't derech Esav liyos shem shomayim shogu b'fiv? Is that the derech of Esav to say Baruch Hashem? Some say because he was in the fields. Yitzchak realized that it was not the derech because he was out in the field all day. It's not makom tzvarim that said that he was out in the fields and there was places that he didn't say shem Hashem, so he wasn't shogu. But whatever, I mean that's on the tzad that he knew who he was. I mean, he was fooled, I'm sorry. But Lamaisa, son of Shaldover, ain't there Shaman Solomaisa, so I have to feel you out. So Yaakov feels him out. As he mentioned last, he says the coil is called Yanki, Vayadayimideyesa. So if you're following the Rashi, you're following the script. So the Choyra. If you say when he said Koil is Koil Yankov, you would say that the Kavala Koil Koil Yankov because Shem Shemayim, like he said before. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says a Koil Koil Yankov Shemidaber Beloshin Tachanunim Kumno Ava Esa Beloshin Kantorimio. He talks more very blunt. Yokumovi, get up, Pa. Get up, old man. He doesn't talk in the Derech Tachnun. He doesn't talk in the Derech Eretz. The Meila, that's what made the Safek of Yankiv. So the Maisa comes out of tremendous Yisod over here, Be'etzim. The Maisa, when Yankiv, the Oimek, L'chore comes out of Meredith Yisod, a koil, kol Yankiv. That the emissary Safek wasn't enough, the Shogar B'Fiv. That Hashem's name is not Shogar B'Fiv, that could be dispelled by the fact of the feld that Amushcha is. He feels like Esav, and it could be that Esav talks, and he'll say Shem Hashem. It's not a steer. That wouldn't enough make the Safek. But Akoyel Kol Yankov. What does make the Safek? Safek Rashi is the fact that he talks proper, he talks with the Acheretz, he talks with the Achanunim, he asks, and he has manners, he talks in a proper way, the way a Yid is supposed to talk. And that's what makes the Safek. But there's another Yisoid, so the Chor, we see a Gemalik Yisoid over here, Rabbi Yisai. The Avad HaYid is Nimdad. Avad HaYid is Nimdad, and the correct way, obviously, of talking, Avad is in the Shem Shemaim Shogar B'Fiv. We have to have Shem Hashem on the mouth all the time. Baruch Hashem, Be'ezrat Hashem. Oh, but the coil called Yankiv, the coil of Yankiv, is Nigdar, also and very much so, in the mannerism of the Kohen. That a person toys a Baal Derech Eretz. A person is a person that's a very, very, very careful how he talks to people. There's a Derech Eretz in his talking. He talks to people in a proper oifen. We could say Nocha Nocha Kneich also. That Yaakov Avinu knew this was a very nervous, a very difficult time. Yaakov Avinu still keeps the balance we spoke about in the two couple passages ago. But the Maisa, at the end of the day, Rabbi said, this is a coil, coil Yankiv. The coil of Yankiv is a coil. That's Derech Eretz. Divrei Chachom and Benachas Nishmuchem. The way we talk is Benachas, but Derech Eretz. With proper erlichkeit, proper etiquette, Rabbi Yisrael. Not prost, and not with vulgar, and not with language that's disgusting, Rabbi Yisrael. A koil yankiv, which would be with B'nai Yankiv, B'nai Avaris of Yankiv, the koil of Yankiv, Rabbi Yisrael. This has to be our charge, so we have to understand this, Rabbi Yisrael. But I want to say another knesh, if you what we said last week, shmuz. That the koil kol yankiv daimes was the bracha point to the Maalas HaTorah. This was the bracha, and the bracha was that agam that yadayim the yadayim of yankiv will become yaday Esav, and he might have to be a warrior. You might have to go out to battle, and you might have to go out to the fields, and you might have to be a praise of a person that's in the workforce. But Yaakov Avinu, my bracha, my charge to you is that the koil should never change. That the koil should always remain a koil Yaakov. No matter where you are in the world. No matter what you're going to be doing. You might have to have your diamond day ace. You got to have, might get your hands involved in the terrible schmutz of the world. That might be your tafkid. Your tafkid, you might have to deal with your diamond day ace. Your diamond become your day ace. They'll be out in the workforce, they'll be wherever they'll be. They'll be in areas where you'll need a Yadayim Yedei Esav. That's going to be the topic. It's going to have to be Yadayim Yedei Esav. Are going to be Yadayim that's going to be out there and doing things that are physical and doing things that might in the physical world. But the coil can never change. The coil always has to be the coil of Yad. No matter how physical you get, no matter how prush you get in your physical matzav, the coil has to be the coil of Yaakov. And you have to keep that coil. And that's my bracha. Yaakov Yisrael Avinu was dealing with the Yaakov. You're going to go out now, and your dime is going to be your day ace. You're going to go to a place called Lavan. And that war, you're going to deal with a guy who's a Ramai Gadol. But your coil has to remain coil Yaakov. And this was the charge. And this is the lima that we have to learn of us. Our job in the yeshiva, the years of yeshiva, and we should be there forever. But while we're in yeshiva, we have to develop a koil yankiv, an erlichkeit, an edelkeit. The koil derech tachnun, to speak derech tachnun, with derech eretz, with edelkeit. That's the tzura of a koil yankiv. And it's not only the tzura of who speak to Boisai. It's the surah how we act. Our surah how we act, Rabbi Yisrael. That you can walk into a room, Rabbi Yisrael, and you don't see shells of sesame seeds on all over the place, Rabbi Yisrael. That's not a koil yankiv. That's not derech eretz, Rabbi Yisrael. That's prost. I don't know where this guy grew up. Maybe in the jungle. He's a jungle boy. I don't know what he does at home when he takes nuts into his living room. He leaves him on the seat of the couch. His mother comes back and sees, Baruch Hashem, my son enjoys watermelon seeds. I'm going to buy them for Shabbos for him. Onik Shabbos. I found them all over the kitchen, the couch. I don't believe he leaves them on the couch, Rabbi Yisrael. So why do you have to walk into a room and you see Rabbi Yisrael? Baruch Hashem, I think it's gotten better. People are still complaining, Rabbi Yisrael. It's embarrassing to talk about it, but somebody goes into the bathroom. And Shashem Yirachim, Rabbi Yisrael. Why should a guy have to come in there and be disgusted? Kivayegas, one of the Tzorach Ian or Kivayegas, I always had Tzorach Ian or Kivayegas, and Shulchan Aruch speaks about it. When you go with the thing, you have to clean the seat. I don't know why they have to have Kivayegas, but you have to clean the seat, the boy said. If you go to a thing, to make sure. So it didn't flush well. So, okay, I'm Potter. Oynes Rachmana Patrei. The oynes is on the next guy. He has to figure out how to not throw up when he comes in. It's not my fault. I tried it one time. I gave a little bit of a thing, and then what could I do? We come down to the dining room, and there's a garbage a quarter of an inch away. It's all the act you have to do, because we're going to have a whole special course in putting it into the garbage course. 10 steps, how to get to the lift plate off the table. Move hand to right. Lower plate into garbage. Make sure it gets in. Have a nice day. Who's cleaning up the plate? So you have a guy cleaning up, but why can't you be there? This is the tzura of Koil Kalyanka. The way we talk to people around us. It's a tzura of a mensch, and that's what the Torah has to teach us. Yaakov Avinu became this tzura. It was a koil kol yanka, because koil kol yanka meant koil Torah also. And Torah teaches a person tifrei chacham benachas lishmoyim. You talk with an edelkeit. You talk with a certain type of sweetness and softness. And you learn to talk to someone with derech eretz, but it's your whole holach yelach. It's the whole holach yelach. How you room and affects your whole life. It doesn't only affect our speech. It affects our entire life. How we're going to act towards our. We always speak the shalom bayis issue. Many shalom bayis is a problem of communication. But people don't know how to communicate. They know how to communicate. They know how to communicate. It's a prosta oifen. They don't know how to talk. Everything's with anger. Everything's with a taina. Everything's without derech eretz. So about a woman who's much more sensitive is going to have taina. What kind of husband? Who would I marry? Who is this guy? Where did he grow up? I thought Yaakov was the one. My husband's more like Esav. He talks like Esav. My husband has no derech eretz. He comes in the middle of the night. He was busy doing very important things, schmoozing with the guy next door, neighbor, to 3 a.m. Very important things. They were talking what type of peanut butter is better, Skippy or the other one. Very important conversation they had to have. And he comes into the house in the middle of the night. Sorry, just looking for the bobby pin in my schluff keeper. Sorry. But you woke me up. It's okay. It's very important. If I don't sleep, it falls off in the middle of the night. Sorry about that, bracha. Have a good night. Don't mind the snoring. I just had this problem since I'm in yeshiva. I used to wake up the whole room. So you have to live with it. But Sovishal Dover, Rabbi Yisai, Derech Eretz, Poshet, to be noig with the Edel Kair, that's Kol Kol Yankov. And that was the charge, no matter where you're going to be, where you're going to be, dying the Esav, the Koyot has been Kol Yankov. That's in the Torah for sure also, but in the Tachnunin, Rabbi Yisai, the Dao Tachnunin. And Rabbi Yisai, this is something that we have to learn yeshiva, we have to become Edel Amenshin, Rabbi Yisai, Edel Amenshin. We have to be strong in our forceful kind to keep Yiddishkeit, to keep it strong, but on our tzurav, on hogam, and on kaveiro, it's edel kind of person. That's the only way to survive. The only way to survive, Rabbi Yisai. To survive is to be edel and soft. Not a bal machloikes, not a person that's always angry and upset. Not a person that knows how to talk softly, Rabbi Yisai. Divir chom benachat ishmoim. You want to get somebody to be heard, it's an eitz toiv, you mean with your wife. You start yelling and screaming at your wife, it's not going to go, even a friend. Because I'll say, you want to get something to be heard by somebody else, you become it, it's benachas of us. If you start yelling and screaming, the guy will never, ever, be, he'll never hear you. It won't go in his ears. You won't be heard. You want your wife to hear you? Benachas. Talk softly. Talk gently. Talk in a way that you understand that she also has feelings. Not only about you, the three people in your life, you, yourself, and me, myself, and I,
It's not only about that. It's about also other people. And when you talk in a certain way, you're recognizing that they have feelings, and that it's heard, the boy said. Otherwise, they feel you're not recognizing who they are. So it's all about you. And maybe they're not going to listen to us. There's a block. It's a mental block. So if you even your own sake, the said. But there's a tzura of dibur, the boy said. It's a tzura of dibur. Not trust. When I talk about agav urach, the boy said, how that I've had some complaints, the boy said, people talk with nivul, the boy said. Shem yirachem. Shem yirachem. The people, I didn't know we still have it, but there are people who talk with disgusting, saying words that are nivul kara, boy said. It has to be an eradicate of the yeshiva, boy said. That's mamish. It's Harlem. We're not here Harlem guys, Rabbi Yisrael. It's not the Harlem Globetrotters. We're here, we're Jews, Rabbi Yisrael. Jews don't use nivul perah, but besides the Gemara says, Aksubis, you have an 8b, the Gemara says, a person who's menavos piv, Shem Yirachem. Shem Yirachem, you're playing around with the danger. I feel he has desired in if a shivim shana, for me it's a right that a person get a nipsak on Rosh Hashanah, but if people had desired in for shivim shana, ne'apach l'ra'ah. A person could bring terrible gzardinim on himself with nivul perabas. Nivul perabas is the worst. Well, the ma'is, the server shall do a chutz from that. It's not for other people. Why do people have to pick it? It's the same thing. The guy who leaves his stuff in the bathroom is the same guy. He leaves his stuff in the dining room. It's just disgusting. But we're not even talking about that. That's not, you know, I heard this. I'm maybe it's a mistake. But if it is, it has to be eradicated. But we're talking about a whole different area by itself. Derech Eretz, when you come to get your food now, Rabbi Sad. You come to get your food, the way you deal with the guy, run over, grab as much as you can get. You know, the Edelkeit, we're supposed to learn it to be Kol Yankov, Rabbi Sad. I'm not saying a person should get his portion. Be Edel, there's other people, you don't have to all grab it at once, that your knife sticks into his arm. Sorry about that, I was just going for the schnitzel. Sorry if I cut you, the guy's bleeding, you know. Okay? Sorry about that. I just wanted to get my piece of schnitzel, you know, before anybody got it. But you cut me badly. Yeah, I know. I use a sharp knife for my schnitzel. Sorry about that. So you won't have so much use of your arm. But at least I got my schnitzel. You come down to the dining room, but there's other people. There's Rebbeim that heard to come down. But said the Rebbe has to go and scrape out with a mic, you know, scrape out a piece of potato on the bottom. Because he comes there, he gets knocked over almost. Derech Eretz, there's people older, whatever. I'm not saying they were Derech Eretz, that's the whole thing, what we're learning. The Torah could have started off, Sefer Bereishis, we could have started with the mitzvahs right away, going right for the kill, going for the mitzvahs. The whole Sefer Bereishis, Derech Eretz, Derech Eretz, we got to knock it into our brains. We don't learn Derech Eretz. It's called Malatayra Bas. It could be the biggest lamda against all the Kibbeh's Kasha. It ain't worth it, Rabbi Sah. It ain't worth it. Derech Ed was called Malatayra. Moshe's famous heart. Ela told us, Noach, Ish Sadik. Before your big Sidkas, everything, with all your Ramesh, all your Chumras, gotta be an Ish. Gotta be a man. The famous Mice, I just read, book of Rabbi Chaim Oizer. So Rabbi Chaim Oizer was read with the granddaughter of Rabbi Shlomo Salanta. So they were talking about Rabbi Chaim. He says, ah, it's godless, I'll tell you. So he said, I want to know if he's a mensch. He says, I want to know if he's a mensch. He said, what's pshat? Because in the first apostle, the Torah says, it's beating us at the ish hazeh. The Torah doesn't say the tzaddik, it says the ish. He has to be an ish. That the Torah wants to find out. If he's an ish, then we say this. I've added a milus. The first he has to be an ish. As beating the side of the ish has said to be so salant. Is he an ish? That's the Torah. That's the Torah one. Now afterwards, it's one bialis. If he's an ish, that's what you have to be. You have to find out. But basically, we have to learn to be ish. We have to learn to be a man. We have to be a man. Bekitzah, this is the Yisrael, the parasha. We should be zochar, boy said, to remember, this is the charge. No matter what our hands are busy with, our bodies are busy with, the koil has to be kol yagra, that means the base medrash, but the koil, a koil, from kol tachanunim, delicate, edelkeit, benachas, that's the tzura of a mensch, heim b'diburoi, heim b'machshova, boy said, I don't want to see it, it's a pelet de gazara, boy said, I don't know who does it, please, boy said, he has many times. If you have a problem, so don't eat nuts. If it's you can't take the nuts and put it away, or your cigarette butts, How many times have I tell the boys that it's not me, it's not the guys here, but the guys cut the shmooze, and they don't hear the shmooze, the guys. But a guy, you have to come up and you have to count, the boys say, you can count like you count sheep. How many cigarette butts on the ground every morning, all over the place? The guy takes, what's the machshava on the guy here? He takes it. Which step should we aim for? Maybe, you know, which step? I'm trying to get to the third step. He cut man's mileage full. And once when the guy cleaned it out, he must have put up 50 cigarette butts. What is going on? There's steps there. People walking there. People come to yeshiva. Is there any covered atzmi? Everybody's saying. Isn't there any covered atzmi? I guess not. If you look in the bathroom. But isn't there any covered atzmi? What is he flicking on the floor for? Who's supposed to pick that thing up? That cigarette butt. Take the butt and put it into the garbage. I said, be normal. Don't smoke. If the Shiva says they're not smoking, there are people here at bars and smoke. That's what we ask. Don't smoke on the floor. I don't care. I just don't care about anybody but myself. I want to smoke now. So what? This guy has a problem. He has asthma. He has things. You know, who cares? All I care is I want to enjoy the cigarette. But that's not Yiddishkeit. That is not Yiddishkeit. That's not being a mensch. A mensch cares. And that same guy doesn't have problems with John Bias and Porsche. If you're not going to be a mensch, but say, you either come to me, or not me, whoever you come to, in a country with John Bias, guarantee. If you don't learn to be a mensch here, but say, I guarantee it's going to be John Bias' problem. Whether it be big or small, they're going to be there, but say, because you don't care. If you don't care, it's going to carry over. And you say, oh, I thought marriage was so great. What happened, Rebbe? I don't know, the guy, the Bachman would scream how marriage is so great. The Rechim are telling me marriage is not that great, but the Bachman were telling me how great. Wow, it must be great to have that Shabbos table. Your wife spends the whole Friday and they're working at it, and you're busy drinking coffee. You know, it's galaldic. You know, she's made a 10 quart spread. You came home. Wow, honey, this is so great. You're such a good wife. Look at all that. Wow, and you even made moose pie for dessert. Wow, you're the most special wife. Unbelievable. Yeah, I'm going to put the moose pie on your face in a second. Where were you the whole day? I was very busy. I was working hard. What were you doing? I don't know. I was sleeping. I fell asleep in the dorm. I was trying to makar the bacha, and he fell asleep, and we fell asleep together. It's a hard day. Anyway, but he comes over, but there's no care. He doesn't care what about his wife. He cares about nothing. And he goes on with his life, but without any dechers, without any feeling, without nothing. And then he comes, oh, Rebbe, I didn't know marriage was so hard. Of course it's hard. You don't want to do anything because it's hard. You don't want to do anything. You want to be just in yourself. You want to do only what you think about yourself all day. It's hard. It's very hard because the wife has certain demands that you have to do for her. So it's hard. But if a person starts to think and works on themselves to be a manager, boy, say, it's the most beautiful thing, manager, boy, say. So it's your choice. It's your choice what kind of marriage you want to have, boy, say. As beating us out, the issue is there.